News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The army foiled a major infiltration bid on Thursday along the LOC in Jammu and Kashmir's Rajouri, as they eliminated two Pakistani terrorists, while lost two soldiers, including a junior commissioned officer, in the fierce gun battle, officials said. Based on information regarding infiltration and movement of terrorists in the area of Dadal in Sundarbani sector of Rajouri district, army troops had launched extensive search operations, a defense spokesman said. Subsequently, the information was corroborated on Thursday and a search and destroy patrol seeking proactive engagement with the terrorists spotted them in Dadal forest area and challenged them, he said. The terrorists opened fire and lobbed hand grenades, leading to a fierce encounter in which two terrorists from Pakistan have been killed, the spokesman said. In the operation, Naib Subedar Shrijit M and Sipoy Maruprolu Jaswant Reddy received fatal injuries, he said. The Delhi High Court on Thursday told the centre it was free to take action against Twitter Incorporated in case of any breach of the new IT rules and that no interim protection was granted, even as the new IT minister, Ashwini Vaishnav, said those who live and work in India will have to abide by the rules of the country. Locked in a standoff with the central government over the new information technology rules, Twitter Incorporated meanwhile informed the High Court it has appointed an interim chief compliance officer who is a resident of India and said it will make an endeavour to fill the regular position within 8 weeks as per the rules. The court granted 2 weeks' time to the microblogging platform to file an affidavit notarized in the United States on compliance with the new rules. The US-based company has been in the eye of a storm over its alleged failure to comply with the new IT rules in India, which mandate, among other requirements, the appointment of 3 key personnel, chief compliance officer, nodal officer, and grievance officer, by social media platforms with over 50 lakh users. All the 3 personnel have to be residents in India. While the rules came into effect on May 26, Twitter is yet to adhere to the social media guidelines, despite repeated reminders from the government. Vaishnav, a Rajya Sabha member from Odisha, on Wednesday took oath as the cabinet minister and was given the charge of railways along with the IT ministry. He replaced senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad in the IT ministry. At the High Court, Justice Pali also directed that affidavits on compliance with the rules be also filed by the officers appointed by Twitter under the new IT rules. Twitter prays for 2 weeks' time for filing notarized affidavit of competent official of respondent numbers 2, Twitter Incorporated. 2 weeks' time is granted. Scanned copies to be filed by Tuesday, July 13, the court said, after Povaya submitted that he would get notarized affidavit from the US and the same would require some time. The High Court on July 6 had directed Twitter to inform it by July 8 as to when it will appoint a resident grievance officer in compliance with the new IT rules. Povaya told the court that pursuant to the direction, a note was filed clarifying the status of appointment of the interim chief compliance officer, interim RGO, as well as a nodal contact person on interim basis. While an interim CCO has already been appointed on July 6, an interim RGO and interim nodal contact officer will be appointed by July 11 and within 2 weeks respectively, Povaya told the court and said that Twitter was actively recruiting for a permanent position. He said that usage of interim would not lessen the responsibilities imposed on these officers to ensure compliance with the new IT rules. 4 senior union ministers, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Prakash Javadekar, Harshvardhan, Ramesh Pokhriyal Nishank, were among the 11 ministers who resigned on Wednesday ahead of the cabinet reshuffle in the evening. According to top government sources, all it took was a phone call. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi prepared to effect his first cabinet reshuffle in this term, BJP National President JP Nadda sat down with his phone. He had to make 11 phone calls. And as the time for the announcement drew closer, Nadda dialed 11 union ministers and asked them to put in their papers, sources told CNN News 18. President Ramnath Kovind received and accepted the resignations of Ravi Shankar Prasad, Prakash Javadekar, Harshvardhan, Ramesh Pokhriyal Nishank, D.V. Sadananda Gowda, Santosh Gangwar, Sanjay Dhotre, Debashree Chaudhuri, Ratan Lal Kataria, Pratap Chandra Sarangi and Babul Supriyo. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Thawarchand Gehlot had resigned after he was made Governor of Karnataka on Tuesday. In all, 6 Cabinet Ministers, 1 Minister of State with independent charge and 5 Ministers of State resigned. After resigning, some of them changed their social media profile to reflect the change in status, with Prasad's Twitter bio saying Member of Parliament from Patna Sahib Lok Sabha, Bihar and BJP worker, while Javadekar's profile stated Member of Parliament, Rajya Sabha. 2 men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president, a senior Haitian official said on Thursday. Matthias Pierre, Haiti's Minister of Elections, told the Associated Press that James Soulages was among 6 people arrested in the brazen killing of President Jovenel Moïse by gunmen at his home in the pre-dawn hours on Wednesday. 7 other suspected assailants were killed in a gunfight with police, according to Haiti's Director of National Police, Leon Charles. Pierre would not provide additional details about Soulages' background nor provide the name of the second Haitian American. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of reports that Haitian Americans were in custody but could not confirm or comment. Soulages described himself as a certified diplomatic agent, an advocate for children, and budding politician on a website for a charity he established in 2019 in South Florida to assist residents. On his bio page for the charity, Soulages said he previously worked as a bodyguard at the Canadian embassy in Haiti. The Canadian embassy didn't immediately comment. Calls to the foundation and Soulages' associates at the charity either did not go through or weren't answered. Witnesses said 2 suspects were discovered on Thursday hiding in bushes in Port-au-Prince by a crowd, some of whom grabbed the men by their shirts and pants, pushing them and occasionally slapping them. Police arrested the men, who were sweating heavily and wearing clothes that seemed to be smeared with mud, an Associated Press journalist said. Officers put them in the back of a pickup truck and drove away as the crowd ran after them to the nearby police station. Once there, some in the crowd chanted, "They killed the president, give them to us, we are going to burn them." One man was overheard saying it was unacceptable for foreigners to come to Haiti to kill the country's leader, referring to reports from Haitian officials that the perpetrators spoke Spanish or English. The crowd later set fire to several abandoned cars riddled with bullet holes that they believed belonged to the suspects, who were white men. The cars didn't have license plates, and inside one of them was an empty box of bullets and some water. Officials did not address a motive for the slaying, saying only that the attack, condemned by Haiti's main opposition parties and the international community, was carried out by a highly trained and heavily armed group. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.